27. Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high near 37. Then Saturday night, there's a 40% chance of snow and the low will be around 22. Sunday, a 60% chance of snow and the high will be 33. And that's your WZOO forecast.
And thank you very much there, Mr. Rue. 8 minutes after 9 o'clock this morning, WZOO, the zoo. And, yeah, the S word is in the forecast. It is. Anyway, right now it is cool outside. We have 28 degrees and cloudy skies. Once again, good to have him with us this morning, Dr. Stephen Ganey, superintendent of Randolph County Schools. Let's get into it. All right.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, let me see if I can get this microphone turned on first. That's probably a good idea. There we go. Now we got it. All right, let's get into it this morning. What is the latest? And I really look forward to today. I don't ever have to say this word again. COVID. What's the latest?
Well, we are doing the best we can. We're in school 5 days a week. We have staff and students and parents. We're all working together to try to just continue to move forward. Numbers are up, but we're just doing the best we can, trying to have school as to the greatest extent possible. And very proud that we've been in 5 days a week this whole year. So, have student activities are still moving forward. Some things are, there have been some, hiccups along the way, especially with athletics, with some cases that have interfered with athletics. But by and large, everybody's working hard, and high schools are in exam week this week as we end the first semester and get ready to start the second semester on the 20th of January. We have a long weekend, and with holiday on Monday, Martin Luther King holiday, and then we have two teacher work days after that, so we'll crank back up. After tomorrow, we'll be without students on campus until Thursday, January 20.
Okay, so here's the big question as far as the staffing is concerned. How's the county doing? Teachers, school bus drivers, cafeteria workers, et cetera, et cetera, because that really seems to be the big thing that's going on right now.
Well, there's a lot of adjustments being made. Maybe there's situations, I'm sure, in schools where they may be having to move kids among classes if there are staff members out. Obviously, Wendy Anderson with our transportation department has done a great job of readjusting routes with buses as needed when we've had situations where we were without drivers because of COVID or vacancies. And same thing in child nutrition. Kelly Green, director of child nutrition, has done the same, moving staff around as needed. We're very fortunate in these positions. Kelly, there's nobody better than her in child nutrition. There's nobody better than Wendy Anderson in transportation, and I believe we have the best. And they've been very flexible and have kept a positive attitude as we've gone through this, as have our principals, and they've continued to be flexible. So we're just doing whatever it takes to keep school open, and I'm very proud of all our leaders throughout the school system, because the focus has been to have school, and that's been the focus since way back. When we came back in August 2020, it was very clear to me, not only were we coming back, but there was a bunch of leaders in the Randolph County school system committed to having school the best way we could.
So as far as we know right now, every child's getting fed the way they should be getting fed. Every child is getting to school and back home from school the way it should be. Is that correct?
There may be some delays with some of the transportation, but haven't heard anything that's major. But yes, we're doing the best we can, and everything's happening to the best of our ability.
Okay, this may be a loaded question. How close are we to having to shut schools down or something because of lack of staff? I mean, are we just scraping by here or what?
You never know, because you don't know when a bunch of positive cases could create that problem. Right now, we may have one or two schools out there that I'm, watching, but, I trust our principals, and our principals, we have a lot of conversation when we get to that point, and there's no finite number of, hey, if this many staff are out, we're going to shut down. We don't really set it that way. We haven't for 20 months. Mm-hmm. We've been doing this. We've had to put schools down for 10 days or 14 days. We were doing that back in the fall of 2020. Right. So it's not new to the Randolph County school system, because we came back. We came back in person to get in a situation like that on their school site. If we see something that they don't see, we're going to call them. But I think that relationship both ways is what's kept us going.
And so here we go. It's always a fluid situation, and we're I hate to use this term, but I guess it's true. We're just doing it by the seat of our pants here.
Well, I would say that the strength of all that's gone on the last 20 months has been the combined effort of the staff, the students, and the parents. If everybody hadn't worked as a team, I don't know what would have happened the last 20 months, but I'm very proud of what's happened. I've mentioned that before. The parents have helped us tremendously learn stuff that we might not have learned as early had they not shared it with us. Our students have been very open with us, and our staff members have been very open and very helpful. And staff have done a lot of things that maybe prior to this starting had not done as far as roles, but they've chipped in and done what we needed to keep school open. And for that, I'll forever be grateful.
Okay. Now let's talk about something else. Okay. Let's talk about what everyone talks about when there's nothing else to talk about. And that would be the weather. All right. Of course, it's on everybody's mind. We are on a 5-alarm bread and milk alert right now. If you go to the grocery store today, tomorrow, or Saturday, God forbid, I just say God go with you. That's about the only thing that I can tell you at this point. The school system, though, from what you told me a while ago, has really caught a break with the timing of this, right?
Well, we might have. They're forecasting weather coming Saturday, Sunday. Mm-hmm. And so we might have this time, because we essentially have 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, where no students are on campus. And actually, Monday, nobody's on campus because it's a holiday. So we might have caught a break with the weather. I don't know. Our luck, it'll delay and come in on Wednesday night. Who knows? And the kids will be happy. I mean, I get a lot of kids who are campaigning for snow days all the time. So I don't know. I'm going to read to a classroom today, two classrooms at John Lawrence, and one of the books is about a snow day. So I don't know if that was I don't know what the plan was when that book was sent to me, but oh well. But no, we might have caught a break here with that, and we'll do the best we can. We'll do whatever's safest for everybody as we look at it and move forward with whatever comes with the weather.
Well, we'll check and see what the good old Alberta Clipper does to us over the weekend as we go through there. One thing I do want to make mention of, and this is always an exciting time of year, because you get to see how excited kids really are to go to school. And kindergarten registration is coming up, right?
Oh, yes. Yes, it is coming. You know, school's going to continue on. That's one of the things probably more proud of than anything that's happened in the last 20 months is this community has insisted, rightfully so, for school to continue on and to have school as much as we can. And yes, kindergarten registration is March 1. Every elementary school will host a kindergarten registration night from 5 to 7. There'll be a floating event. And I just want to encourage any rising kindergarten parents, please come out and get your child registered so we can get an idea of the kindergarten numbers. That's one of our biggest struggles every year is getting a real firm number on how many kindergartners are coming, because numbers of students impact how we allot resources. But, that's one of the things I'm just really proud of is that, you know, in all of this, we're still having kindergarten registration. We're still having things we're supposed to be having. And that's a big credit to our community and their expectations that we have school in person as much as we could during all this. So I'm excited to see that event come back.
Okay. Let's talk about what seems to be almost two countries sometime. We're talking about Guilford County and Randolph County. Guilford County, of course, still has the mask mandate going on there. Randolph County does not have the mask mandate at this particular time. Is this still being updated monthly, or is it a fluid situation, or are we just keeping it pretty much the way it is right now?
Well, we're required by law for the board to revisit it every month, and it was revisited. It was on the board agenda the other night. We had a board meeting Monday night, January 10th. So that was part of the that was required by law that every board revisit it. And you know, I have 114 colleagues that are in the same position I'm in, and everybody's situation is, you know, nobody's situation is exactly the same.
Right.
And so, you know, I respect the decisions made in other parts of the state, and we're going to just do the best we can with what we think is the appropriate thing for our community and our school system. But that very issue by law, has to be revisited every month.
Okay. One thing that we have here, we have a major award. We have something called a Lighthouse Award. Tell us about that.
Well, it is an annual award, and it's the North Carolina Association of Supervision and Curriculum Development has named Eastern Randolph High School as one of the Lighthouse Award recipients. We recognized Eastern Randolph in December, on December 13, I think it was, our board meeting, as our nominee from our school system. And, you know, Eastern Randolph has continued just to continue to work and promote student achievement, promote a positive culture on their campus. And I'm very proud of that staff, very proud of the students there and the community at that school. They have a large amount of community pride, as do all our schools. It's one of the most interesting counties I've ever seen, is how much community pride's in every school, whether it be elementary, middle, or high. But congratulations to Susan Chappell, the principal there, and all the students and staff. They will be recognized. We'll recognize them at the February 21 board meeting, and then they're also going to be recognized at officially at in Pinehurst at the Carolina Hotel on February 4 at the annual conference for the North Carolina Association of Supervision and Curriculum Development. And if I remember right, I think there's a very small number of schools statewide that are Lighthouse schools. And if I remember right, I got a call on December 20 and was told they had been named and selected as one. I mean, I want to say the number may be less than five. Don't quote me on that. But it was, if I remember correctly. But I'm so proud of Susan and proud of her students and staff and that community. Any award any of our schools get, they deserve. Because if you saw what I get to see every day, it's now 32 campuses, because there is a campus at the Virtual Academy, but students just aren't there. But
right.
If you got to see what I get to see every day, you would understand my feelings about that. Any award any one of our schools gets, they deserve, because they work hard every day, and staff, they show up every day to do something great for kids, and that's what this business is about.
Excellent. Dr. Gainey, once again, do you have anything else that you want to add this morning?
No, other than I just appreciate the community's continued support of our schools. I know the last 20 months have been different, but same token, I am very proud of what's happened the last 20 months in terms of us continuing to have school every day we possibly could.
Absolutely. Don't forget, keep an eye on the sky this weekend. But once again, the kids don't have to worry about that as far as the county schools are concerned. And, of course, Monday is a holiday.
Well, my ratings may go down from the students, but I'm not a fan of snow, so I wouldn't mind it just missing us. But my son probably would have something to say about that, because I think they're looking forward to seeing some snow. So I just assume it misses and we get on to the spring.
All right. Sounds good to me, too. Dr. Gainey, always a pleasure. Thank you very much for coming in. Tim Moody, the spin doctor, sitting over here, you know, always keeping an eye on us. We appreciate that, too. You guys take care, okay?
Thank you.
All righty.
WZOO. When you're singing along to your favorite song and the artist gets the words wrong, here's another memory on WZOO. The Zoo.